Both House and Senate Education Committees today introduced amendments to the governor's proposed performance-based scholarship that would recognize the financial needs of high school graduates and their families. The governor's plan would give university scholarships to graduates who complete a common curriculum and who pass a national standards test. The amount of the scholarship would vary depending on the student's grade point average, but legislators, particularly those from rural areas of the state, say the governor's plan discriminates against less fortunate students. Nome Democrat Neil Foster says the money isn't needed for those students from well-off families and schools, but he'd like to see it weighted for those who would have trouble getting to school without it.
You don't want to reward somebody if they've got a D average, but at the same time, I think that if some elements of this could put more focus on the people that really need the money, and putting more of that money in that direction, then I certainly support that.
The House amendment was drafted by the Department of Education. It would provide 50% of any unmet financial needs for a student who has already qualified. Those unmet needs are determined by federal standards. Commissioner Larry Ledoux says that adding on the assistance only to those who have already qualified would open up a college education to students who still can't afford it. He says it does not lower standards, and it keeps the goal of improving the educational base in local school districts.
It's very important that we don't lose sight of the reform agenda associated with this program. It's a challenge to Alaska that we can, raise the standard of our young people. Just if we don't have the accountability first, if we don't prepare them with the college prep curriculum, they're not going to be successful.
The Senate's approach to including a needs-based element would add an entirely new level of scholarship. Still undecided is the option of an extra amount of money for those students with unmet needs. But it also adds what committee staff member Murray Richmond calls flexibility for students in those schools that won't be able to meet the curriculum requirements.
We're saying to the schools in Alaska, we want to beef up your curriculums. And as this bill goes through, we need to remember that that's part of the mandate of the governor's bill.
The Senate bill will be back for further consideration on Friday of this week. The House Education Committee will meet next Monday, where its amendment will be debated.